KSCU Santa Clara presents Robots Attack. Movies, TV, video games, comic books, tech stuff, news, music. If it is geek, it's on Robots Attack. Participate in the show by commenting on Facebook, tweeting them at Robots Attack Me, emailing the show robotsattackshow@gmail.com. Now, Robots Attack.
The Kenny G Man with Songbird, a love song for all you lovebirds out there on this eve of Valentine's Day. It's a special love episode of Robots Attack tonight. One of my normal co-hosts is out with the love bug. Caleb is not here tonight.
You mean Herbie the love bug?
Maybe. I don't judge. We don't judge here at Robots Attack. That sultry voice you heard was my other co-host, Jason.
Yeah, that's me.
And we are here to bring you some love on this special episode of Robots Attack.
Maybe. I'm still working up to it.
Depends on your definition of love, huh?
You caught me off guard with love, I'll admit.
It's a powerful thing.
It is. And, hey, I'm glad it's around and whatnot, but, yeah.
Speaking of things that are lovely, a radio stream. If you want to listen to KSU when you're not near a radio, you can stream us whenever you want at KSU.org or on the TuneIn radio app or website, and never be without the underground sound of love. Speaking of things that we love to do on Robots Attack, we love to start off the show with new releases.
Yes.
I've got my new releases, so we're going to do those new releases. Normally we have more new releases, but...
But the person bitten with the love bug is usually in charge of the other half.
The other half of the love releases.
Yes, the love releases.
So here's one third or half or two thirds or however you want to do the math. It's love math.
Right, yeah.
So here you are in the theater. Here's some movies you're probably going to be dragged to this weekend. Number one, About Last Night. New love for two couples as they journey from the bar to the bedroom and are eventually put to the test in the real world.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you won't be dragged to that one, but maybe this one. Endless Love. The story of a privileged girl and a charismatic boy whose instant desire sparks a love affair made only more reckless by parents trying to keep them apart.
What? A charismatic boy?
I just don't know. Number three, A Winter's Tale, set in a mythical New York City and spanning more than a century. Winter's Tale is a story of miracles, crossed destinies, and the age-old battle between good and evil.
Miracles of love?
Maybe. Probably. The
good and evil.
The commercial
love?
On the TV looked like it was a kind of a love story.
Okay.
Colin Farrell was in it, I think, or something.
He is a classic love magician, I think.
It's true.
That's how that is said.
I hear some ladies love him.
Yeah.
The next one is Adult World. Amy is a naive, awkward, aspiring poet in a post-grad existence that is going nowhere. Living with her parents in a bland upstate New York town, certain of her yet-to-be-acknowledged literary greatness and desperate for income, she begrudgingly accepts a job at Adult World, the local sex shop.
Mm.
And in something completely different, RoboCop. The year is 2028.
It's a love story.
Yeah. And multinational conglomerate Omnicorp is at the center of robot technology. Overseas, their drones have been used by the military for years, but have been forbidden for law enforcement in America. Now Omnicorp wants to bring their controversial technology to the home front, and they see a golden opportunity to do it.
With robots of love.
Love robots. All right. Moving from movies to video games, we've got Lightning Returns, Final Fantasy 13 for the 360 and the PS3.
Okay, okay.
It's a direct sequel to the unhelpfully titled Final Fantasy 13-2.
Okay.
Lightning Returns is another action RPG, this time with a heavily retooled gameplay system and a story that picks up a mere 500 years later.
Oh, well, that's nothing.
Just a mere... Hey,
compared to love.
You can't hold back love.
Right.
It spans time and space continuums. This is concluding the Final Fantasy 13 saga. Next, we have One Piece Romance Dawn for the 3DS. Eager fans will have the opportunity to live all of One Piece epic battles against the most famous bosses.
Okay, okay.
The next two, I'm going to apologize in advance because I'm probably going to butcher their names. Tadoukian, The Age of Demons for the Vita, developed by the same studio that created the famed Dynasty Warriors series. This all-new franchise casts players in the role of a demon-fighting slayer. Then we have...
Is it going to be like hordes of demons that you're beating off by the tens of thousands with a single sword? And
it's possible, since it is brought to you by the Dynasty Warriors series people. Then there's Danganronpa, Trigger Happy Havoc for the Vita. 15 super elite students have been locked in the school, and they are forced to live in this isolated community. There is a special rule for the students. Only murderers can graduate from the school, and this rule turns the prosperous school into the despairing place. The protagonist, however, does not follow this rule. He investigates murders instead of murdering somebody and tries to figure out a way to escape from the school.
Okay, okay.
Then we have Far Cry Classic. Oh, yeah. For the 360 and the PS3, the ultimate console version of the very first Far Cry game, bringing you back to the roots of this franchise. It's another beautiful day in Tropical Paradise. Or is it? Take the role of charter boat captain Jack Carver, who finds himself hunted by an unrelenting team of highly trained mercenaries in this nature-gone-wrong FPS adventure. And then finally, with music, we have Animal Heart from Nina Persson. The former A Camp and Cardigan singer releases her first solo release under her real name.
Huh.
Then we have True Love Kills the Fairy Tale from The Casket Girls, the second release for the trio of Ryan Graveface of Black Moth, Super Rainbow, and Sisters Elsa and Pedro Green, features the drummer T.W. Walsh. And then we have Hotel Valentine from Chibo Mato, the first album in 15 years from the avant-garde pop duo of Yuka Honda and Miho Hattori, is a concept album about a hotel haunted by a female ghost. Then we have Crosses, the album Crosses. This is a full-length debut for the side project formed by Deftones, Chino Moreno, Fars, Sean Lopez, and Chuck Doom. And last but not least, we have Benji from Sun Kill Moon, the sixth full-length release for Mark Kozelek, as Sun Kill Moon includes contributions from Owen Aysworth, Will Oldman, Sonic Youth's Steve Shelley, and Jen Wood.
Okay.
And there you have it, a sampling of some new love releases.
Right. Yeah.
For this special love week here on
One of them
Robots
was
Attack.
Haunted Japanese love, but is there any other type, really?
Yeah, it's hard to say. If you know of any other type, hit us up on Twitter, Robots Attack Me, or on Facebook, search Robots Attack, leave a comment, or you can even email us, robotsattackshow@gmail.com, and tell us what you love.
Within reason.
Within reason.
Right.
Keep it classy, people.
Keep love within reason.
All right. We've got a great show for you tonight. We're going to take a music break, and then we're going to come back with some new stories.
I thought it was just going to be like, tonight we're going to take a music break, and then like turn on the music and leave music going the entire night.
It's just Kenny G Songbird.
Right.
All night long on loop.
On repeat.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure we would get lots and lots of new fans. Tons.
Or hate mail.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as bad advertising.
It's true.
So,
it's true.
Yeah.
We'll, at least get our name out there.
It's true. Yeah. We'll work up a strategy for that in the near future. So we'll schedule a time when people are ready for the love bug and and do that. For the folks.
Yeah. It almost seems fair not to do it without Caleb.
It's
the
true.
We need that full impact.
Right. Yeah. Without proper Caleb bumpers for nonstop love bug.
It's true.
It's hardly worth it.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back with more Robots Attack, the one and only Geek Central talk show here on KSU Santa Clara 103.3 FM, the underground sound of love.
You're listening to Robots Attack. Follow them on Twitter at RobotsAttackMe. Email them at RobotsAttackShow@gmail.com. Like them on Facebook. And check out the website at RobotsAttack.me.
News.
That's right. Welcome back to Robots Attack, the one and only Geek Central talk show here on KSU Santa Clara 103.3 FM, the underground sound. We're in the news. So let's give them some news, Jason.
I'll be happy to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure it'll be lovely news, but it's close.
We'll try to make it lovely.
Mostly, okay. The first story that I have is about Taco Bell, of all things. So if you love Taco Bell, this is going to be an awesome story for you.
Okay.
Taco Bell is taking a massive leap forward in the technology of ordering food from a normal fast food chain. If you're used to ordering stuff from your phone via app on or at places like Pizza Hut or other assorted pizza places. Well, then you'll be familiar with this idea, is that they're going to do the exact same thing with Taco Bell. What's kind of cool about it, though, is that it lets you have a bunch of options that you wouldn't normally think about, like as far as when your food is prepared, you get to actually choose on the fly whether you're going to hit the drive-through or like actually go into the place. It's going to have a separate line, kind of like an express pickup line at Chili's or whatnot. The kind of coolest thing to me is it allows you to activate a GPS on your phone and relay it to the people, the fair, kind, good people at Taco Bell, so that they know when you're close enough that they're going to actually start the order and have it peak of perfection heated just for you.
Huh.
So it'll be interesting to see if they can pull it off, but it's kind of a neat idea, and it'll be interesting to see if it ends up applying to more places. Apparently, McDonald's has been playing with an idea like this, but they're nowhere near implementing it, like Taco Bell is apparently about to, and as has, oddly enough, what used to be owned by McDonald's, Chipotle. So, sort of McDonald's and Chipotle getting back together again in a weird sort of way, and that. But they're being beaten to the punch by good old Taco Bell. So if you want to run to the border, you can do it with a cell phone in your pocket now. And the border will be ready for you.
Nice. Well, from running to borders to running to your theater in the summer of 2016.
That's right. Where they'll have an app and Taco Bell ready for you. Maybe.
Maybe there'll be some cross promotion with this. The movie that's on everyone's radar, Tarzan.
Wait, what? Another one?
Warner Brothers announced today that their big screen live action revamp of Tarzan is now in pre-production under the direction of Harry Potter veteran David Yates and is slated for release in 3D, naturally, for July 1st, 2016.
I've never seen Tarzan in 3D.
Mm. The cast is going to include True Blood's Alexander Skarsgård in the title role of Edgar Rice.
Huh.
Lord of the Jungle. He's joined by Django Unchained vets Samuel L. Jackson and Christoph Waltz, as well as the Wolf of Wall Street's Margot Robbie, who will play Tarzan's love interest, Jane Porter.
Huh. And she'd be a good fit for that, actually.
Looks like Ocean 11's Jerry Weintraub will produce, quote, Tarzan has been an endearing and enigmatic figure in literature and cinema for more than a century, said Sue Kroll, President, Worldwide Marketing, International Distribution, Warner Brothers Pictures. The adventures of a man who was torn between two worlds has entertained and intrigued people young and old, and we are excited to bring him to the screen for a new generation.
Yeah, I don't care about Tarzan. But the movie has more potential than I felt like Tarzan has had in a while, so there's that.
Mm. Yeah,
I want to see a 3D jungle. That could be pretty cool. Like if you imagine I assume he's going to swing on vines or whatnot. I mean, that's kind of what's done.
Yeah.
But yeah, it could be pretty cool if they managed to pull off good 3D of you plowing through a jungle at 15 billion miles per hour on a vine.
Yeah.
Which is the official speed of the typical vine in the jungle.
It's true.
Once you attach a Tarzan to it.
Yeah. He goes into the mocks.
Right. It's the yelling. It's like it adds projectile force.
Makes sense.
To him.
Seems logical.
Yeah. He weakens the sound barrier by yelling at it. And then breaks it. Yeah.
Yeah, because according to President of Domestic Distribution at Warner Brothers, they said, this is a perfect entry for the summer movie season corridor with a terrific combination of action, adventure, romance, and suspense that is sure to appeal to a broad audience.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Other people have been happy with Tarzan. So, who am I?
It's true. I mean, the live action one that I can remember had Christopher Lambert in it.
Oh, yeah.
Highlander.
Yeah, there's that.
So there you go. Maybe he'll make a cameo. They'll get him. He'll play Tarzan's dad.
He'll be like an evil hunter. That would be actually a really good. Yeah.
There you go.
There we go.
There could be only one Tarzan.
Yeah. There will no longer be one Tarzan after I shoot him. It's going to be a line in the movie. You just watch.
Yeah, you just wait and see.
Yeah.
You heard it here first in Robots Attack.
It's coming. We scoop the Tarzan stories.
Take that, Latino review. We got you.
Right.
We got you beat. Boom.
I'm tired of them scooping everything. They're going to start a 31 flavors. They're scooping so much.
Ooh.
Oh. That was.
See, it would have been perfect as your next story. Speaking of 31 flavors.
Right. And speaking of things that are cold, here's something that can prevent things from burning.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Kind of,
it works enough.
Yeah, maybe you're familiar with the fact that lithium-ion batteries have a nasty, not habit, but they occasionally burst into flames. Now, luckily, it's not the most destructive wrathful flame in the world. So most people have gotten away from accidents like this pretty easily without much of any damage. But it has scared a lot of people, and it's managed to destroy a handful of very expensive Tesla cars. And so people have been looking for really ingenious ways to get around this for a long time. Well, somebody seems like they might have figured out something pretty good for it. Basically, what it comes down to is you have a bunch of really, well, really powerful chemicals on the inside that, because they still have to be kind of soft and squishy, as soon as you breach the outside of it and they end up mixing in the wrong sort of way, flames. So somebody figured out how to create a polymer that would substitute one of the major chemicals in this. To me, the science still is kind of baffling me after reading the story, but they've figured out how to make a polymer so heavy in salt, from what I can tell, that it makes it into a conductive polymer. And so they can make effectively a solid battery that they can have all of the stuff contained from each other and still have all of the chemicals interact in the correct way. So, yeah, it's still baffling me. If anybody out there can explain it to me a little bit better than I was able to absorb, I am happy to learn. But mostly it just sounds like science miracles to me. So I'm happy for the science miracles.
If you can fit the explanation in 140 characters, hit us up on Twitter at RobotsAttackMe. Or you can leave a comment at Robots Attack on Facebook.
The one thing that is kind of a downside, as far as I can, well, as far as I'm guessing, is that the upside of the lithium-ion batteries right now is that they're super light, and it allows you to pack a lot of punch into a very thin battery. So as soon as you start making it, the internal components, solid, I don't know how that messes with that equation, which might knock it out of the running for cars like the Teslas, which are counting almost completely on how light those batteries are, to the point that they don't even care if they put generators on the wheels like every other electric thing out there. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it all washes out, but it's definitely interesting tech.
Yeah.
So yeah, follow up that, I dare you.
Well, from scientists and, you know, and polymers to scientists harnessing the power of games to heal the brain. Researchers at the University of California, San Francisco are looking at ways video game technology can be used to improve or heal the brain, said the San Francisco Chronicle. Dr. Adam Gazzalez, neuroscience lab at UCSF, is currently looking into the effectiveness of using video games to target damaged or underused parts of the brain. Patients wear an electroencephalogram.
Encephalogram? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
A cap with electrodes that monitors the electrical impulses inside the brain down to the cubic millimeter.
Okay.
So imagine that on your head.
I'm just, okay, as soon as you add like cubic millimeter for some reason, I go directly to Black Ops 2 millimeter sites. So I'm imagining one of those on somebody's head for some reason.
Okay, imagine a bunch of those.
Okay.
Which allows
I'm doing it.
Gazzalee and his team to target areas of the brain that need help. Knowing where these areas are, the idea is the mechanics of a game will adjust on the fly to keep those areas engaged and hopefully strengthen them. Research has already shown that certain kinds of games can improve brain function in areas of cognitive abilities and learning skills. The Scientific American Mind last year reported that the playing of first-person shooters was found to improve hand-eye coordination, spatial reasoning, spatial focus, visual, and decision-making. Scientists at the University of Texas Medical Branch also found that certain games and simulations had a positive impact on the performance of surgeons. I'm sure the surgeon simulator has made doctors of us all out there. For those who have played that game, they are laughing now. For those who haven't, they are changing the station. While Gasly's idea focuses on treatment rather than overall improvement of the brain, he said the plan is to make the tools available to people to use at home. Quote, the minute we show some in-lab validation, we'll move it into people's homes, he said.
All right. Sounds pretty good. We'll jump from that straight into shotguns.
Oh!
well, the shells, to be precise.
I don't really think those can help heal your brain.
They're loosely related in an odd sort of way, though. Not really, but...
No, I'm fascinated. Well, if you are just tuning in to Robots Attack here on KSU Santa Clara 103.3 FM, the Underground Sound, we're in the news, and we're talking about lovely stuff.
Well, I'm talking about shotgun shells specifically, but they are to be fired from shotguns, so effectively I'm talking about shotguns too. But here's the kind of interesting part, and... the part that is loosely to do with upcoming Valentine's Day as well is...
Ooh.
Right. Of course, everybody loves giving flowers on Valentine's Day. Well, maybe not loves, because they cost a little bit. But it's a thing. So
the floral industry loves...
Right. See, here, the story was actually put out a while back, and I'm doing it now because I'm thinking people need to retroactively go back in time, purchase this product, and have the time for the flowers to grow, because it's a shotgun shell that shoots flower seeds. We've mentioned it a couple of times, actually, on air, just loosely talking about the story. But... It's an interesting idea, if nothing else. It's a 12-gauge shotgun shell, and it's a load of seeds. They reduce the amount of gunpowder. That can be misconstrued, I admit. But
flowers, people, flowers.
Yes. So effectively, you can create a flower bed by shooting the flower bed. Now try and tell me that's not kind of awesome and scary at the same time.
Yeah, that reminds me of the Simpsons episode, I think, where Homer, like, joins the NRA or gets a gun or something. He's, like, trying to use it for everything, like, to open up a can. Okay. And they're like, Homer, that you don't use a gun to do those things. Like,
right. You don't use a gun to plant flowers.
Or do you?
You do now.
Oh.
Well... Okay, here's the thing, though.
Here's the caveat.
Right. It doesn't sound like anybody has absolutely proven that this works 100% yet. That's why I want people to jump in their time machines, go back in time, plant me some flowers so I can know right now, and have them in time for Valentine's Day. Not me, but for you people out there who, yeah.
Maybe when someone listens to this later on, the podcast,
right,
at robotsattack.me, where we have like our previous shows.
Oh, I've heard of it.
They can like sort of time travel because, you know, maybe while
right.
by the time they listen to it and then they get back to us, and then it'll be like sort of time.
I hadn't thought about it. We give people the power of time travel.
Sort of. Yeah.
You can go back in time right this minute. We'd like you to listen to the rest of the show, but after the show,
yeah.
Right that minute, you can go back in time.
Yeah. Right, like after our show and after the pre-funk show, then go to robotsattack.me and then check out
That's true.
Previous shows.
That's true.
So speaking of things that have shotguns in them.
Yes.
Not necessarily ones that shoot flowers, although it would be pretty funny if this series did start doing that from now on.
Okay.
Or at least that was like an attachment. this story I snagged from Polygon. New Call of Duty being developed primarily for next gen. The next installment in the Call of Duty franchise is being developed with next gen primarily in mind.
Makes
Activision
sense.
Publishing CEO Eric Hirschberg recently told IGN. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 co-developer Sledgehammer Games is leading production on the new title. Due out sometime this year. Speaking with IGN, Hirschberg said that the studio is approaching development as next-gen first. Obviously, in the console transition year, anyone who developed a cross-generational game last year had to deal with the fact that the technology of the next-gen platforms was still coming into focus and changing quite a bit during the development process, Hirschberg said. Now that we have the next-gen hardware out in the marketplace and solid, that is our primary development. When reached for comment by Polygon, an Activision spokesperson could not clarify if the next-gen label applied to PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Wii U, or just PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. The game will still be released for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. Quote, there are still a lot of people playing on current gen. We want to develop a great experience for them as well, Hirschberg said. But it will be a next-gen game first, and the current-gen game will be a version of that. So,
okay.
So yeah, I was kind of wondering that too. I mean, I think last week I reported that Sledgehammer was doing the next one, and I think I may have kind of said like, oh, I wonder if this means, you know, like, are they going to try to shoot now for it being next gen, quote unquote? Or
I remember you saying things like that
because by the time that one comes out, they usually come out in November. A lot more people will have PS4s and Xbox Ones, especially by the holidays. So it's a good idea to start actually like, okay, this is the one we need to start actually creating the game for.
And yeah, it makes sense. It'll be interesting to see if it ends up biting into numbers one way or another, or if people do like give it a really successful launch just off of stuff at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to have more competition this year than I think previous years. But like putting that aside, I'm sure there will probably be some down sales just because there will obviously be more people with PS3s and 360s. But at some point you kind of have to sacrifice like, okay, we need to start making this for next gen, that's what people are going to have for the next 10 years or so, if it's any indication from last time. So we either sort of bite the bullet now and get it out of the way, you know, and focus on that, or we keep sort of making like a kind of like a better sort of nicer version of current gen ones, but not really taking full advantage yet just because of consumer base, you know.
Yeah.
Do it now. Take the plunge now. Make it ready for...
If you have the means, I highly recommend it.
Well, also, I mean for the developers and stuff like
that. Right.
You know, like,
yeah.
Go for it now and do it. Like, I mean, obviously, you know, I say that because, hey, I have an Xbox One. So
right. And
I'm excited,
fun playing with everybody on it.
Yeah.
So. Okay. I'm going to make a jump back.
Ooh. Like sort of back in time? Like,
no, not just sort of. I'm gonna do it again.
Time traveling on this.
I know.
Valentine's
like crazy.
Eve. See, love episode.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. I'm sure it's widely known that R. Kelly is the best love craftsman of lyrics ever created. And I mean it's snagged him the beautiful women's like from here until yesterday and the day before. So yeah. If you didn't realize this happened, it's been a while ago. If you want his lyrics, which are already like jam packed, crammed, full of the love and the romance, if you want to add an extra love and edge to it, you can hear his lyrics recited by Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay.
Yeah, this happened a while back. I don't know how many different songs he did, but it was actually part of Jimmy Kimmel Live, and it's from best I can tell still online. So if you absolutely need to get Cumberbatch versus R. Kelly love injection in your life, we'll have the link online for you on our Facebook page.
Wow, I was not expecting the Cumberbatch
I'm here to surprise and enchant and enthrall.
I think we spoke about Benedict Cumberbatch last week too. So.
Right, he's quickly becoming our new
Mass Effect. For those who are unfamiliar, we have a tendency.
We encourage people to drink every time we talk about Mass Effect because it happens often. Yeah, drinking games.
But obviously, don't.
Right,
don't
I mean,
and drive like
within
this is,
reason.
Yeah, this is
right.
Don't be
unreasonable.
Take shots of water, people. You need your water. Water's good for you. Speaking
right.
of,
take some reps of water.
Yeah. Speaking of things that might be good for you, if you're a fan of Batman and you would like there to be a Batman television series, well, that news is sort of old. That's been broken.
Oh, okay.
I think I know
where you're going with this, and I encourage it.
There's a Gotham television series that's coming to Fox. But this news is Gotham casts It's Alfred and the Penguin.
Yeah.
Days after casting Ben McKenzie as young James Gordon, Fox's Batman prequel series Gotham has cast its Alfred Pennyworth, Sarah Essen, and the Penguin. The story I snagged from IGN. Dog Soldiers and Equilibrium actor Sean Pertwee, 50, will play Alfred, and Robin Lord Taylor will portray young Oswald Cobblepot.
I think Pertwee is going to do an awesome job. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Sabrina Guevara has been cast as Captain Sarah Essen, whilst actress Erin Richards has been cast as Gordon's fiancée, Barbara Keene. The official press release describes Cobblepot as follows, quote, "with the brains of a chess grandmaster and the morals of a jackal." Maybe the jackal? The jackal with Bruce Willis?
Maybe.
Oswald Cobblepot is a low-level psychopath for gangster Fish Mooney, who hides his sadistic lust for power behind an polite demeanor. Essen is Gordon's boss at the GCPD, Homicide Squad. She balances the two worlds of police and politics with a Machiavellian skill. That's
ooh,
as much corporate.
Machiavellian.
As cop. The pilot's description of Alfred seems in line with Earth One's portrayal, a tough-as-nails ex-Marine from East London. Alfred Pennyworth has loyally served the Waynes. Now, in the wake of their tragic deaths, he's fiercely protective of the young Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always been weird because they've always hinted at that with different comics and whatnot, but it seemed like they didn't really investigate it all that much. And then they have like the Batman Begins movie where they show him basically being normal Alfred and not badly or anything like that. Excellent acting and everything like that. But it kind of threw me off that there wasn't that edge, that there was some military in him or something like that. So mm-hmm. It's cool that somebody's picking that up.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, for the most part, when, you know, they've had the Batman movies, he's
just a stuffy old guy.
Yeah. So since this one, like, you know, Bruce is going to be pretty young, it makes more sense. You know, the actor's 50, so it's like he could still have some of that physicality. It's still, you know,
yeah,
not just be the old butler. Like,
yeah. I don't remember, like, anywhere near, like, what season it was or anything like that, but I know they had one episode where they finally kind of took it on as Alfred having some sort of military background in the animated series.
Yeah, that does sound familiar.
And I remembered it being a really good episode, so I'm going to see if I can hunt down like exactly what episode it was and everything, see if I can get some sort of link out there to people. It may not happen today. It may not happen tomorrow. But
when time travel is involved.
Right. Then who knows? It may have happened yesterday.
Yeah. Flux capacitors and...
Yeah.
Barbara Keene, a sophisticated emergency room doctor, is described as joyful, but with an edge of vulnerability. She stands by her future husband, which can be difficult in a world as corrupt as Gotham.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Danny Cannon will direct the Gotham pilot from a script by Rome's Bruno Heller. So yeah, here's hoping they do a solid job. It seems like the DC has a pretty decent track record when it comes to TVs, at least lately. Like,
mm-hmm.
I enjoyed Smallville. Wasn't mm-hmm. amazing or anything, but it had good seasons, decent seasons, that sort of thing. And
okay.
Arrow's definitely gotten into its own. It's a okay. pretty solid show.
I need to pick that one up again, because... Yeah, something about the first episode just completely threw me.
It's weird that, like, I haven't actually started the second season yet, but, like, the first season, since it's on Netflix,
uh-huh.
Like, the first half of it is okay.
Uh-huh.
It's like, once it, like, the second half, though, like, it picks up speed, and it's like, okay, this is pretty good. Like, it
okay.
I don't know what it is about that series. It's weird. It's like, the first half, it's like hit and miss. Some episodes are pretty good. Some episodes okay. are like... Okay, when is this going to kind of get going? And then, hey, it's gotten going, and then it's pretty good.
I just remembered thinking that, okay, they have kind of a cool story here, but I don't like any of these characters at all, at least not so far. I mean, it seemed like they were just betting on people automatically loving the crime fighter type dude, and I think that could have used a little bit of reinforcement, but... But yeah, we go from, well,
maybe you can link it with this PSA.
Okay.
I don't know if you can, but 2014 Chinese New Year treasure hunt. It's the year of the horse at the 2014 nope. Chinese New Year treasure hunt. Benefiting the San Francisco Circus Center, the adventure begins February 15th at 4:30 p.m. at the Justin Herman Plaza and winds through San Francisco's Chinatown. For more information, please call 415-659-9600. Or visit sftreasurehunts.com.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go back in time to when you were talking about the Arrow.
Okay.
And I mean, it's kind of a neat thing, too, that you have another one of these sort of normal person hero types instead of blessed with superpowers from wherever. And so yeah. I've always liked those the best, personally, like Batman or whatnot. So we go from that to perhaps one of my favorite one-off movies that I wish would have become like some other giant, other big thing that never happened for some reason, The Rocketeer. I mean, who doesn't love the idea of having a jetpack and being able to fly around and whatnot?
Well, my shirt has a guy with a jetpack on it.
Yeah, I mean, him too. And people like the person on your shirt in general, who shall remain nameless for no good reason, just to cause people to wonder. But
who could it be?
But the thing that unites all of these things is a jetpack. Well, somebody is working on giving your flat screen TV a jetpack.
What?
Okay, it's just the brand of the company. But it's a kind of cool idea. It's not a flying TV or anything. I mean, that would be cool too. But it is a SteamOS computer that is meant to be a really slimline computer that just buckles to the back of your TV and from there buckles to whatever. So you can end up having a full-featured computer strapped to the back of your TV wherever. And it's right now it's being designed for between 32 and 70 inches TVs, which I think will be safe for the foreseeable future. I'm sure they'll get up above 70 really quick for the mass market, but for now, it's probably pretty safe. But yeah, it's optimized for SteamOS and the Valve's Linux-powered operating system. So
SteamOS.
Steam.
Some people are calling.
I hadn't even thought about that.
I can't take credit for that. I've heard that from other people.
Oh, I'm not giving you credit for that.
just making sure.
But yeah, that's pretty good. Nobody is like... done a meme with like John Stamos, John Stamos, because I would laugh.
Yeah, well,
I'm sort of giggling right now. But if I saw it,
I'd probably outright
Yeah, how would you do that? Because you'd have to combine, like, Gabe Newell and John Stamos, like...
Okay.
Somehow, so people, you know, like...
Maybe... I don't know how to do it. Yeah. I was going to say, like, replace his eyes. Like, yeah, give Newell eyes to Stamos. But I don't know if that would just create a completely creepy picture or not. I'm not sure.
The power of Stamos.
We'll Photoshop it later. Yeah.
Someone far cleverer than ourselves.
Right.
And with
figure
more time.
Get on
it. Figure it out and can tweet us or have Robots Attack Me or... Leave it on our Facebook
right.
page, Robot Stack.
Give them a jetpack.
So from jetpacks, I will go to a game that is near and dear to our hearts and perhaps maybe some of the listeners out there.
What?
Cards Against Humanity and House of Cards Expand Together.
Okay.
A story I snagged from Polygon. Netflix is using a card game to promote the second season of political drama House of Cards. House of Cards fans know that U.S. Rep. Frank Underwood's influence is as deep as it is wide, but a new expansion to Cards Against Humanity shows that it isn't limited to politics. The Not Safe for Work House of Cards expansion to the card game, quote, as despicable and awkward as you and your friends, is available now for free and offers 25 brand new cards about power, politics, passive-aggressive, can't really say this word on the radio, and other scenes that we can never unsee, quote unquote. Netflix, the company behind the series, approached the card game's creators with the idea, according to the expansion's official site. Quote, last month, someone in the Netflix marketing department had an epiphany. House of Cards and Cards Against Humanity both contained the word cards.
Wait, what?
I know. I was shocked, too. When we got a phone call from Netflix, we enthusiastically agreed that the two products indeed contained the word cards. 1 month and many brainstorming sessions later, we completed the House of Cards pack, the site reads. Unfortunately, which I was very sad, the printed packs are sold out. But you can download plain text and print and play versions at the expansion's official site.
Yeah.
And,
The incarnations of that game sell quick.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're excited for House of Cards, it is, you're on the precipice on Valentine's Eve because it starts tomorrow.
That's a unique choice for Dave for that.
So there you've got.
It's a show all about love.
Okay, it's
really
true. So you got plenty of things to do. You've got, if you're lucky enough to get into the Titanfall beta, still waiting on my email code for that. Please, please. Oh, that would be awesome. Because I'm single and I don't have anything else to do. So please send me a code
response.
It
would be a good alternative for sitting in a corner and crying on Valentine's.
Yeah. Or if you're not interested in playing the Titanfall beta, you can't get in. You know, there's that show. And then there's the plethora of movies I mentioned that you'll probably end up being forced to go see.
Right, like RoboCop.
Yeah.
Man, I sure hope I don't get forced to go see
that
movie.
Who would put that on their top 10 things they're most excited for in 2014? I can't remember. I think
maybe me.
You know, now I can't remember if I got bumped or not. No, I think it was.
Yeah, there was some swapping that happened. So
I know if it was like 10 or 9. I know it was near the bottom, but it was either. I know I'm interested. I sadly though I'm hearing like mixed reviews, but I still want to see it anyway.
Yeah, it's weird. Like some people are making it sound like it's the greatest movie of all times, and other people are like, it's just thoroughly disappointing. So yeah, I have no idea what
to
think. I haven't heard that many like super bad reviews of it. It's just like expecting more.
Yeah.
And so somewhere in between, I was expecting more and like, oh my goodness, this is the best movie ever. I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
that's a
that's
range
fine.
I can work with.
Yeah, I'll take that versus that was
right,
some of the
steaming.
Worst cinema I've ever seen.
And on the floor.
Stamos couldn't even save that.
Right.
So, yeah. Well, yeah. I think that's going to wrap up the news unless you had...
Any other stories you want to...
I mean, okay with that.
We've unloaded a lot of news to the audience.
Right.
They got to digest all of that news goodness.
Yeah.
To prepare for... I mean, there's a lot to be ready for on Valentine's Eve, you know?
Yeah.
We don't want to overload their senses with all the information we just gave them.
Nah. Yeah.
It wouldn't be right. You'd be sad and you'd stop listening to us, and we don't like that. All right, we're going to take a music break, and then we'll come back, and since this is Valentine's Eve, and, you know, we were stressing about...
When Valentine's come down the chimney.
Yeah, little hearts come down the chimney to, I don't know, do stuff.
Give you milk and cookies.
Well, they give you chocolates and flowers, or... So, okay, maybe...
We need to recraft this holiday personally.
Yeah, it's like maybe you leave out flowers and chocolate for the little hearts that come down the chimney, and they... Because, you know, like, Santa eats the cookies and the milk, so, like, maybe you leave the flowers. I don't know.
Yeah, just whatever you do, don't save, like, the milk and cookies that entire time.
Yeah, that would
be
good.
For the little hearts.
We'll think about it.
We don't really know what they eat. They might love it, like...
Yeah,
stale milk like the aliens.
Maybe they like the little candy hearts with the writing on them. I don't know. Yeah. You think about it out there. We'll think about it during this music break, and you can let us know. All right, let's play some music. You're listening to Robots Attack, the one and only Geeks Intro Talk Show here on KSU Santa Clara 103.3 FM.
The underground sound.
Oh yeah,
and
you can sense. People might be interested in free radio time.
Mm-hmm.
Here at KSU, we love to broadcast announcements about local nonprofits and government agencies. You can email traffic@ksu.org with information on services or upcoming events, and we will consider making an announcement for your organization. We'll consider it. Yeah, you could give us something that we'll read during our show. How exciting that is for you, right? Wouldn't you be just thrilled?
To hear your announcement
over Robots Attack, you could be that privileged person.
Right, nonprofit organization.
Yeah.
I'm going to start a nonprofit just to be able to like make us say stuff.
That's kind of evil. But maybe use it for the power
or
of
genius.
Good. That's true. Evil geniuses? Baby geniuses? I don't know.
Baby evil
geniuses.
We'll figure it out.
That's what it'll be. That'll be part three of baby geniuses. It'll be evil baby geniuses. Instead of just
it's got legs. We'll make it.
We'll think about that while we're also thinking about Valentine's.
Yeah.
The reworking that. Anyway, here's some music.
You're listening to Robots Attack. Follow them on Twitter @RobotsAttackMe. Email them at robotsattackshow@gmail.com. Like them on Facebook. And check out the website at robotsattack.me.
You are now entering the core.
That's right. Welcome back to Robots Attack, the one and only Geeks Intro Talk Show here on KSU Santa Clara 103.3 FM, the underground sound of love.
We're
here on Valentine's Eve. I'm going to make that thing out and make that trend on Twitter. Like,
you're not supposed to laugh at my broken headphones. This is a sad moment.
Well, let's turn this sad into... Happy,
turn that frown upside down. Things that we love.
Things that we love. That's
like my broken headphones.
That's what we're going to talk about here. We're struggling to think of a topic since this week is Valentine's Day.
We came up with some good ones, but it didn't work out as well without extra people.
Yeah, since Caleb's not here, I'd rather save that topic since it sounded interesting for
We'll talk love post love.
Yeah, because, I mean, really, love isn't regulated to just one made-up holiday.
Right,
so.
Yeah. Take that, Hallmark.
So,
we're not going to let you relegate us.
To just one day when we want to love every day.
That's right. That's my new credo.
So since
love every day.
Oh man, it's so difficult. I have to look like I can't look at you as your headphones. Like...
I can only imagine. Okay, for the listeners out there, I've had this headphone for a while, and I usually end up cramming it unceremoniously into my backpack at the end of the show, which was apparently a bad idea because now one of the headphones, which folds nicely, decided to start folding the opposite direction that it's supposed to fold. So now it's kind of like one of those, I don't know, like those beanies that you see that has extra ear flaps.
Yeah, yeah.
Except imagine one of those flapping flaps outward made of headphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
That's me imagining it from the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's a good
description. I'm not making it better because I keep trying to push it down and it's not working. But yeah.
But hey, we'll...
So yeah.
So things we love. So
things we love. Well, I'm going to start out with something that I really want to love. And I'm going to implore everybody out there to help me love this thing. That sounds wrong, but... I'm sure everybody's like completely done with all of the Kickstarter stuff, and they're really tired of hearing me talk about the latest Kickstarter trend popping up. But I don't care because a game is coming up called Unsung Story that is quite possibly the coolest idea to me ever. It's a spiritual successor to the Final Fantasy Tactics game, which I absolutely loved, and it was the only game that really got me into Final Fantasy, which I'm sure a lot of geeks out there are completely gasping right now. Like, what? Final Fantasy VII didn't do it for you? No, I didn't care. Didn't care. Final Fantasy, nope. Neglected it. And somebody even loaned it to me, and I was like, But I played Final Fantasy Tactics, I rented it, and I was, like, hooked. I had to go out and buy it the same day. I still had time left on the rental, and I went out and bought it. So, yeah, that's how passionate I am about that game. And so anyway, I've gotten all of the different incarnations of it, and unfortunately time and schedule have not let me like complete the Final Fantasy II that came on GBA or Game Boy Advance.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the original creator of that game, or producer, I guess, depending on how you want to slate things for video games, is putting together a new one and is in the middle of a Kickstarter campaign that's on like a razor's edge right now, because last I checked, and let me see if I can get a current count, but there was basically $5,000 left in order to complete funding this thing.
Oh, okay.
And there was only 20 hours left. So
okay.
I'm nervous because I put my funding in. And, I mean, it's true, it won't go anyplace if it doesn't happen, but I really want this to happen.
You want it to happen.
Yeah. I'm excited. I haven't been this excited about a Kickstarter for, like, a year.
That's a fair amount of time. And
right. And the bonus, too,
world.
Is that they still have a ton of the early bird like kind of deals going. So for $20,
okay,
you can get a copy of the game right now, if it happens.
Mm.
Which, yeah, still holding my, like, crossing my fingers, yeah.
Yeah. Crossing breath and holding fingers.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a better way to put that, but I'm going to leave it at that. That's just the way I'm going to roll.
As you should.
Maybe.
Let's see. I will mention then you posted a thing that was pretty awesome.
Oh, okay.
For like an unfinished animation.
Yeah.
For a Rocket Raccoon on top of, was it Groot? Or...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. From the moment that I saw like sort of some like first sort of kind of like mock design of Rocket Raccoon that they were kind of toying around with. Like, I forget, I remember tweeting it, but this was some months back last year. Like, I knew, like, okay, like, that design is super awesome. And it's essentially, yeah, like, I don't know if you've seen the picture. It's, I think he's wearing orange, or he's in some kind of suit, and he's, like, holding a submachine gun.
Yeah, it's really simple, but he looks like an actual raccoon.
Yeah.
It's not like trying to be a cartoony raccoon or anything like that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we all know it by default. Raccoons are awesome.
Yeah.
And so... But
if you're unfamiliar with what I'm talking about, is that one of the characters, well, from Guardians of the Galaxy, which Caleb has been informing our audience about every week so far, introducing the characters, because, you know, it's not as well known as your Captain Americas and your Iron Mans and Thors and stuff like that. Yeah. So yeah, but Jason posted a link to like a sort of unfinished animation of Rocket Raccoon like riding on top of Groot, which is sort of this tree looking guy, if you can imagine, and he's blasting his like submachine gun in it. Yeah, it just, that design of Rocket Raccoon, like, I'm glad, like, the direction that they're going. Like you mentioned, it looks like a raccoon, but they still made it, like, it just could have been, it could have been a disaster, like, if they...
Yeah, and I kind of liked a lot of the ideas of this movie until now, and I like the actors that they've put in place for it and whatnot, but... But yeah, I literally wasn't sold until I saw this little animation. So I'm trying to post it right now so that people can see it if they so wish.
Yeah, we'll have it on our Robots Attack Facebook page, and then we'll get it up on our Twitter, Robots Attack Me, and stuff like that. But yeah, it's, I mean, we'll still have to wait and see what Bradley Cooper does with the voice. Like how it plays. That's like sort of the last thing to the character that general population doesn't really know yet, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I think in that article you mentioned that the first trailer is going to be in a couple weeks or something. So I'm wondering what it's going to be attached to.
Yeah. I don't know. Really?
Because I was thinking, like, oh, okay, they're going to attach it to Captain America because that comes out in April, like April 4th. So it's like, that's not that far away. And it would sort of, you know, it would make sense. Like, but, you know, I'm trying to think, like, what are they going to attach it to that's coming out that would fit?
I really don't know.
I don't know what's coming out, and I'm guessing the beginning of March, like, or in March, like.
I guess we're failing as geeks. We're not well-versed enough to know exactly.
I mean,
I'm going to hijack your love episode right here.
That's fine.
But.
Oh, you hijack it, okay. I'll read our last PSA, and it'll fit.
Okay.
I don't really think they have raccoons, but raccoons are animals. And the San Jose Animal Advocates, if you're an animal lover who wants to help homeless animals find their forever homes but have limited time to volunteer, you can join San Jose Animal Advocates, a local nonprofit that is building a community network to help find loving, foster, and forever homes for pets in our local shelters. With your help, we can save countless animals. All it takes is a few clicks, and you can share their stories with your network of friends. It's easy. Join them at sjanimaladvocates.org. Or look for them on Facebook. Like I said, they probably don't have raccoons, and you probably don't really want pet. But
I just we need to apologize to people now, because apparently the website got a cease and desist notice from Marvel, because Marvel is killjoys about stuff like this.
I think in that article, there's a little thing that says like, watch this before it gets yanked. So
yeah.
I made sure, like, when I saw the link, I was like, Yeah, I should see if these still work. And they worked at the time earlier in the day, but okay.
I'm sure, look for it. It's going to be floating around out there, I'm sure.
And it'll probably be in the trailer that's coming out, supposedly, in that article in a couple weeks. That's so true. It's not too long, really, to wait for. And it'll be finished, quote-unquote, so it'll... This looked cool, but, you know, it'll be even better with actual, like, sound and stuff like that.
Yeah. The little thing that I liked is sort of the cherry on top of the article was, after showing us this really neat little clip, is just somebody's random tweet that kind of sums up a lot of things pretty well. DC/WB is all like, quote, Wonder Woman's too confusing of a movie, ! End quote. And Marvel Disney is like, here's a raccoon with a machine gun. And it's true.
Yeah, it is true. I mean, it seems like they're... Yeah, I'm just... That makes me think of, like, the Batman and Superman movie. Like, they're... putting a lot into that movie. Like, I hope they can pull it off. Like,
especially since they've shoved it back, they've created so much more buildup by doing that too. It's double-edged sword.
Because Marvel, I mean, say what you will about all the movies, but they like went, okay, we're going to make these individual ones, have them come out. And then it's like DC's kind of jumping like ahead, like, okay, let's just jump on the fact that, you know, there's been an Avengers, there's been all these multiple ones, that's kind of, we can kind of ride that a little bit, like, you know, and
go ahead
and you know, put out this Batman Superman movie that, you know, everyone wants to see, Batman the Superman, and we're gonna have Wonder Woman in it now, and who knows who else?
Right, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of stuff to cover. And it's funny, I've had the same concerns about every Marvel movie that's come out for the last little while, too. But they've managed to pull it off. So hopefully you step up your game, DC. Hopefully.
Okay.
Not that they've done a horrible job or anything like that. But yeah, the ball's in their court.
Yeah. It's like they've sort of used Arrow as like kind of the Marvel ones. Like the Arrow series has introduced DC characters into it.
Okay.
Like, I mean, Smallville did to a degree. Like it in some of the later seasons, it did end up having actual sort of like Justice League. I mean, there were Aquaman, Cyborg, and you know, Green Arrow and stuff like that. They did actually have like those characters in them and stuff, and so I don't know. We'll have to wait. What is it? 2000 was it six, get pushed to 2016 or is it 15?
I can't remember offhand. I just remembered thinking before it was pushed back that it was going to be insane waiting that amount of time. But yeah, it was a whole nother year if I remember right.
Was there something you...
I was going to provide the link for the Kickstarter that I was trying to get, like, kickstarted.
Uh-huh.
And I'm happy to announce it actually managed to pull it off.
So we did it.
In the last
travel.
5 minutes, they pulled together that $5,000.
Time travel.
Right.
We talked about time travel, the power of Valentine's Eve.
It's true. Man, I didn't believe it at first. I didn't believe in the hearts coming down the chimney and eating milk and cookies with chocolates or truffles.
And flowers. And
right. Or whatever.
Teddy bears. And
yeah. I don't think they should eat teddy bears.
Well, maybe they're like dancing with the teddy bears.
That's a little bit better than eating them.
Yeah.
Man, could be misconstrued.
Yeah.
A little bit less.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do that. Just
don't like misconstruing, especially when it comes to teddy bears.
It's true.
It's unfortunate.
I'm guessing, sort of going back to things that we love. While it's not anywhere near perfect, I am loving my Xbox One. And there were supposed to be...
You fanboy.
I know.
You're hopeless.
It's true.
I kind of like it.
There was supposed to be an update this week for it. Like, it was supposed to be an update earlier on, but it ended up getting pushed. They were like, it's going to come later this week. It's like, so it's Thursday. As far as I know, I haven't heard anything about it. So
right.
I guess Friday, or maybe it's going to get pushed again.
But. Yeah, it made me wonder, since they were planning on doing like two or three of them in a short period of time, made me wonder if they were just going to end up pushing it back so it was all one thing or something like that. But
it'd be smart if they broke it up, because then if something goes wrong, they have time to fix it. Because
yeah.
Their big one was for Titanfall's release, and that would be bad if things got really bad.
That one was interesting, too, when I was reading about it. Apparently, they made it so it changes how the controller functions a little bit. So
I guess they fixed some of the developers at Respawn were like, we can make this better. little less twitchy. We can help you with this. And so
and it's funny. The twitchiness is kind of what I chalked up to just being extra responsive when I was playing Call of Duty with it. And I kind of got to like it really quickly. I mean, it's a big jump once you jump from like the 360 version into the Xbox One version. But and actually it's one of the things that I'm like missing desperately right now is my Xbox One, because I've been lacking internet access for an entire 24 hours and finally got it and found out that my new internet access is completely worthless. Not completely, but it's pretty worthless. And so, I have to wait like another week to play games like full on. So
it's not good. That's not something you love. But
No.
Gaming is, but not the having the wait. But
if Comcast comes through with me, I might love Comcast at the end of it.
But yeah, it's supposed to also like fix the party chat stuff. That's the other, that's the big one. Like The one that was supposed to come out this week was supposed to be like it was gonna have, it'll show a battery gauge like it does on 360 and like a couple other little things, but they were like all stuff that people, you know, want
from the demands list.
Yeah. So we'll see. Maybe it'll come tomorrow. It'll be a Valentine's present for everyone.
Maybe that's what it's all about. It's the love.
Yes. Let's see. There was something else that was mentioned. Man, my brain is spacing on it.
Does it have to do with space?
No.
No. Is it terrestrial in nature? Is it bigger than a bread box?
Yes.
Most things are.
Let's see. How much time do we have left? Not much. Rewatching One Piece.
Oh, like, okay.
That's been a ton of fun.
Yeah, it seems like it's a very underrated show in the States, at least. I mean, from everything I understand, it's like great guns. Every place else that appreciates anime, but for whatever reason, we like our gloomy stuff better than our happy stuff over here.
It was funny because I'm at a point where they switched over Chopper's voice actress.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I do remember them switching. And then I was like, oh, I couldn't remember. I was like, was this a permanent thing that they did? I hope it wasn't. And then I was like, no, wait, I don't think it was. So I like looked it up at a wiki and was like, I guess the voice actress was pregnant. So she had like her kid during this chunk of episodes and then came back and was like, that's right. Okay, now I remember. I remember instantly like hearing
you know, I don't even think it was an actual word. I think it was just like a, ah, oh, or something. And I was like, uh-huh. That doesn't sound like the normal chopper. Ah, oh, right. Or something.
That's
like
probably
that.
Why they did it. Like, we gave him no lines during this time just so you could have your kid.
We'll come back.
You breeder.
Jeez. But yeah, I that's a really fun
it's,
show.
Yeah, it's really good. I enjoy it a lot. It's actually, I keep meaning to re-hook up my computer and keep putting it off because I'm distracted by other things, mostly the Xbox One. But
just watch it on that. I'm doing.
Yeah, you need to forward that link to me so I can. Yeah,
will do.
Put it on the show or on the website so everybody can see.
Yeah, can do that. I'm so far behind in that, but it's fine. Yeah, I mean, unless there's something else, we'll wrap up this exciting show. I'm sure
right.
The audience is like, what the heck is going on? It's sort of falling apart this last 15 minutes, but
no,
this is what happens when Caleb's not here.
It's true. He keeps us on task.
Yeah, he keeps us the glue right. That binds us.
He is the vitamin C, which is the glue.
Yeah.
Binds. Yeah.
So yeah, hopefully we've entertained you enough. And we'll be back next week, 7 to 9. Caleb should be here. We should all be here. It should be a regularly
right.
scheduled
there's
show.
Probably going to be slightly more structured to the show.
Yeah. So thanks for listening. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day tomorrow and
yeah.
a wonderful weekend and have some fun and do things that you like to do.
Yeah.
Don't let the man bring you down.
It's a struggle, but that's what you got to do. Yeah.
And if you don't have someone to share Valentine's with tomorrow, just know that we here at Robots Attack, we love you.
Well, I was going to say, I care. I mean,
so, that yeah, we good. Care and we love you.
Right.
So just know that.
Yeah.
At least that maybe that's something.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We'll lend you our power of heart.
Yes. The underused power on Captain Planet.
By itself, but yeah. When their powers combine.
He had that monkey or something, right?
That's true.
That's pretty cool. Anyway, thanks for listening. You've been listening to Robots Attack here on KSU Santa Clara 103.3 FM, The Underground Sound. We'll be back next week, Thursday, 7 to 9. Stick around for some great music and be excellent to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Words to live by.
Yeah. Later.
Raccoon. Veronica. Mixto.